If you'd like to enjoy Wake Me Up completely ad-free and get access to exclusive bonus content, check out the link in the show notes for the Wake Me Up premium feed.
Go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy, only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Some people like to deep clean every Saturday morning. I prefer to spend a few minutes every day keeping things fresh with Lysol. Lysol's brand new Day all-purpose cleaner cleans and kills 99.9% of viruses and bacteria on hard, non-porous surfaces around your home with a fragrance that feels like a tropical getaway for your senses. Don't just clean, Lysol clean.
Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.
Hi there. Good morning and welcome to Wake Me Up, the podcast where morning people are made. I'm Tyler. I hope you awoke with excitement and positivity today. But if you didn't, that's okay. By the end of this quick and refreshing morning routine, I'm sure you'll be full of enthusiasm for the day ahead. Just have a little patience. I know waiting can be tough. I'm not a particularly patient person myself. But remember that time is the ultimate healer, and all questions will be answered in due time. I've had many lessons in patience during my life, and this week, I had yet another. So, I thought it would be a fitting theme for this week's episode. Now, let's get started. Wherever you find yourself at this point in the morning, just pause and take a big breath in. Hold it for a moment at the top, and then exhale. Let's do that one more time. So inhale, filling even deeper than last time. Hold it, and then release. Wonderful. Feel free to stretch your body out if you'd like. I always enjoy reaching for all four corners of my bed first thing in the morning. Or you can just hang out and soak up the last few moments of rest before the day begins. While you do that, I'll tell you a little story about myself. I've mentioned on the show that I used to be an attorney before switching to content creation. And there was an older attorney, Robert, who I really enjoyed working with. We had a great rapport. We'd work hard and be under pressure, but still be able to laugh. So I had a lot of respect for him. Robert developed a nickname for me, Quick Draw, because I was always quick to get things done, firing off emails and jumping to solutions as fast as I could. And he meant this endearingly, because sometimes it was to our benefit that I acted fast. But there were also times where he intended it as a reminder to slow down a little, to think things through, to recognize that everything doesn't need to happen right this second. And in fact, sometimes it's better to wait and mull things over in your mind. Over time, I've come to appreciate that nickname and its underlying advice more and more. Time is your greatest asset, and it's your greatest tool. And while I don't advocate for procrastination, there is some truth to the statement that slow and steady wins the race. Going too fast can lead to burnout. It can lead to avoidable mistakes. It can lead to anger and frustration. So friends, I hope you learn from my personal flaws. If you're feeling rushed or in a bind, ask yourself, do I need to take action on this right now? Realistically, how much time do I have? Time allows for a clearer mind, and a clear mind will always make better decisions. So, hopefully you've enjoyed these last few moments to clear your mind before the day begins. But now, it's time to get up and get started. There's a wonderful day awaiting you. So take a deep breath in, filling all the way up. And as you exhale, roll over in bed and make your way to standing. All right, now that you're up, let's do a quick stretch. You should only join if you're able. And of course, feel free to do something else with this time. If you're going to join me, then stand up straight. Take a big inhale and reach your hands to the sky. Reach, reach, reach. And then exhale and let your left arm drop back down as you reach your right arm up and over your head. You'll feel a nice stretch down the right side of your body. Okay, now come back to center. Relax your arms down by your sides and reset. We'll do the other side now. So inhale and reach both hands up to the sky again. And on your exhale, drop the right arm and reach the left arm up and over your head, stretching along the left side body this time. Okay, return to center again. Relax your arms down. Reset. One last stretch here. So inhale, reaching both hands to the sky. Reach even farther than you did before. And on your exhale, fold forward at the waist. Come into a nice forward fold. And just let everything hang towards the ground. Relax your arms. Relax your neck. And maybe keep a nice bend in the knee. Now slowly roll all the way back up to standing. And when you get there, roll your shoulders up, back, and down. All right, we've warmed the body up a little bit, so let's take a moment for a quick meditation. Go ahead and find a comfortable seat, anywhere in your home, just not in your bed. And feel free to grab a sip of water or start brewing your coffee along the way. In meditation, one of the most common thoughts that pops up is, I wonder how long I've been sitting here, or how much time is left. These are thoughts showing that we are losing patience. Perhaps there are other things we need to attend to after meditating. Or there's a thought that's popping up which makes us uncomfortable and we want to get away from it. But wondering how much time is left isn't really a useful thought, right? If you do have something to attend to after this meditation, then you'll have set a timer or have some way of knowing when you need to stop. If you don't have a time constraint, then It doesn't matter how long you sit. These thoughts show our discomfort with waiting, our desire to tackle our to-do list, our need to go, 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 go. It shows we're struggling to enjoy this moment as it is. So today, while we sit quietly meditating, breathing, enjoying a moment of silence, I'm going to leave out my usual cues. And if at some point you think, oh, how much longer is this going to go? Then remind yourself that thought isn't helpful. You know how long this episode is. You know that I'll stop you when time is up. So stop worrying. Be patient. And truly enjoy this moment that you've taken just for yourself. Of course, feel free to use any meditation technique you like, breathing, a mantra, body scan, or just sit quietly. It really doesn't matter. So make sure you're sitting upright, but nice and relaxed. Take a deep breath in and close your eyes as you exhale. Make sure you're comfortable first. Let your face relax and let your shoulders soften down. You can breathe in whatever way feels most natural to you. Just try to make that breath as smooth and effortless as possible. And as you continue sitting here, you'll slowly begin to draw deeper and deeper. All right, it's time to finish up. So begin to bring yourself back from wherever your mind might have wandered to. Notice the chair beneath you and your feet on the floor. Take a big breath in, and as you exhale, slowly open your eyes and just take this moment to gather yourself and come out of that. So I hope you were able to fully enjoy that moment just for yourself. Remember that when we have thoughts like, when is this going to end? Those are thoughts regarding our patience. Ultimately, we don't control time. It moves on its own accord and it brings us with it. So relax. You don't have to drive forward. Time will do that for you. You get to have the enjoyment of just riding the wave of time as it moves along. All right, now it's time for today's send-off. Life moves in an undulating pattern. It goes up and down. Everyone has good times and bad times. And for the most part, we don't control when the good times come and when the bad times come. We can only control what we put into the world and how we deal with what comes to us. So friends, whenever you're in the bad times, remember that patience is a virtue. We all want the bad times to be over as soon as possible, but we don't control their end. So use that time to your advantage. Mull over what's happening. Consider what you can learn from this bad moment and how you can use it to make your future better. Use that time to put more good out into the world. The people we often respect the most are those who can still create positivity despite unfortunate circumstances. Be that person. The good will return. And the more good you put out, the more will come back to you. Remember that time heals all and answers all. But you don't control time. So the key is patience. Well, that's all for this episode, my friends. I really appreciate you tuning in and joining me here this morning. I'll talk to you all soon, and until then, I hope you have a wonderful day. The purpose of Wake Me Up is not only to help you have a better morning each and every day, but to spread positive vibes in this often chaotic world. Be a part of that positive change by rating and reviewing Wake Me Up on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. These things help to introduce the show to new listeners, thereby spreading positivity and good mornings. Thank you so much for your help and support. and I'm sending tons of good karma your way.
Go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy, only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career, so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.